open to news box. I'm eating. Monday the 13th of November. Lots of news.
The news is there's sharks have been on the attack around Britain. It's almost like they're circling Britain.
Ready to get us.
Anyone that walks in the water is being eaten. But I mean, it happens a lot. People don't go in the water much.
How many times?
It's happened up to 16 times in the last week.
Are they any of them fatal?
16 fatalities.
You made that one up. Jude Law and Sienna Miller, looks like they've called a day, finally. They've been on and off for a good couple of years now. But I think they realised, you know, she's still 24.
Yeah.
She's got a good chance of meeting someone else.
She's got a reasonable chance.
Reasonable. She's all right looking. She's probably got a bit of money. I don't know if she does any car maintenance classes.
Right.
If she doesn't, how is she ever going to meet her husband? They've called it a day. She's been spotted looking drawn and miserable after having lunch in Hollywood with Hollywood legend Dustin Hoffman.
The thing is, I mean, once you've been out with Jude Law, you're ruined, really, aren't you?
I don't know. I mean, I think, I don't know. Right. Not necessarily. She could go out with David Guest, ex of Liza Minnelli. There's a story on the cover of The Sun. It says he's shagged the girl who nobody knows who she is in I'm a Celebrity, Get Me Out of Here. The one who I think is from Footballers' Wives or Bad Girls. But he's clearly gay, so I don't know why that story has come out. Perhaps Max Clifford is looking after his PR. His face is disgusting. Look at it, it's all lumpy and collapsing. But it's going to make really interesting viewing. I'm really glad he's in there. He's got quite a big list of phobias and allergies.
Right.
I'll give you this now.
Uh-huh.
Vertigo, nausea, hypertension, scalp tenderness, insomnia, dysphoria, a constant feeling of unease. Photosensitivity, vomiting, shingles, a polyester allergy, and chronic phonophobia, which is a morbid fear of the sound of his own voice. Despite his bulk, he also claims to be anorexic. I think perhaps the only condition he really has is
being a rancid cunt. His face is
no, that thing that you sick. Hypochondria. I've turned the page now.
It's fucking horrible. Can't wait to watch through my hand, put my hand over my eyes and watch through my fingers.
The X Factor. Simon Cowell thinks Leona's the best on it, but she might not win because she's a girl.
Yep.
Seems a bit unfair.
Well, that's true. She is definitely the best.
Michelle McManus won. It's not like everyone's girls allowed one.
Yeah.
It's not like everyone's prejudiced against women. That's just bollocks. I watched it this weekend.
Yeah.
Interesting. I don't like any of them. Not really. The McDonald brothers, they were awful.
Yeah.
And that little swingy boy. Missing your love,
just fucking say the words properly. Really, dread. Just fucking say, twat. Tony Blair looks grim.
Then it's on Remembrance Sunday.
Yeah, I suppose he has to, really. He has to look like he's taking it all seriously, seeing as he's been responsible for so many deaths.
There's been more deaths yesterday, ironically, remember today, on a boat. They're attacking the rivers now in Iraq. It's Queen's speech today, we've missed it.
What was she doing a speech about?
Dunno. Politics.
She normally does it.
It's the state opening of Parliament, is that one?
Yeah, she does. But Blair writes, actually, then gives you a list.
Oh, yeah.
She goes, I want you to think about this, this and this. And you go, we were thinking about that.
We were doing that last time. So. Kylie is on tour. She's dressed as a cheetah. Bono appeared on stage as a surprise yesterday. Sang Amarillo. interestingly, if you look ahead, they've got a gig list, a set list here. She doesn't have an encore, she has an intermission halfway through. She has a shitload of songs. I think that means there's probably... I tell you what, I haven't been to a gig for a very long time where there's been any costume changes. And I miss that, in a way. I mean, I wouldn't expect Keen to do it. I mean, when we saw Erasure, Andy Bell sort of slowly took off his Edwardian dress, but...
When I saw Erasure in 91, there was so...
I went to that, not the same gig, changes. But the same tour.
Did you? The Phantasmagorical tour.
Yep, I enjoyed it a great deal.
Yeah, he knows how to put on a show.
Oh yeah, I'd like to see more costume changes.
We're going to see him soon, because I've got the tickets.
Oh, yes. And we're going to see... When we see Beautiful South, will they do any costume changes?
No. The most that might happen is somebody might take their coat off, but probably not.
Depends how warm it is. Michael Jackson's in town. His hair, he looks like Farrah Fawcett in the 70s. It's gone enormous. I think it's all his.
No, I don't think any of it's his.
Well, what is his anymore?
Oh, imagine that going down on you. Sorry.
I'd like you, instead, to imagine David Guest going down on you. Revenge. It's the 13th state, and it turns out that number 13 is unlucky in terms of the lottery. It's the number that's come up the least. The luckiest number is 38, it's like the bus. That's that news. If you cut yourself, you can now get a plaster made by Swarovski Crystals. They've got some bling on them. They cost £20 for a pack of 10. I.e. £2 of plaster. And that's just going to come off in the swimming pool.
Paris Hilton blames her record label for her rupee image.
Mm.
I think she should take a long look in the mirror.
Yeah, look at her rupee hair.
Her rupee image. Brad Pitt says his great goatee beard should not be a shock. I'm over 40 says, I have a few grey hairs. It's unused to my fans. Who is shocked by his grey hair?
Only the tabloids, I think.
No, I don't think anyone actually is.
No, it's just the tabloids did a picture and going, oh, look, he's got grey hairs, and everyone went, so he still would.
Does he actually have fans as such? Like, there's people who might say, oh, he's good in a film, but...
Well, he has a woman who lusted after him, who would see collect all his films.
Really?
Yeah.
And what else would they do?
They'd have a Brad Pitt calendar.
And what else would they do? Would they, like, try and go and... stalk him.
I don't know if they'd stalk him, but they'd probably buy a Heat magazine if he was in it. Probably yeah. It starts every week. They'd probably have a poster of him up.
Yeah. Try and find him.
They might read a book on architecture to impress him in case they ever met him.
Is he into architecture?
Yeah, everyone knows that.
Well, I didn't know that.
I think, to be honest, I think you mentioned it the other week on the Newsbox.
The Lake District, they found a Loch Ness Monster.
Tony Parsons, he's got a big crush on Miley in class. He's written a bit in his column in the Mirror all about how he met her and she was brilliant and he really hopes that she wins. I'm a celebrity, get me out of here, and she's really clever and smart and beautiful as well. He loves her.
She's done well to actually manage to be, you know, a person who does things.
She does, and not to blow her trumpet too much.
Yeah.
But I think she has, like, studied for a degree and done, you know, she does other stuff.
Jeremy knows her from years ago. They used to play the piano. I think he...
Did a teacher.
Got annoyed with her once because she was telling him what to do.
I imagine she's quite bossy.
Now, a policeman got shot by a car thief.
Nigel?
It was Dickie Hammond.
The late Dickie Hammond?
Yeah, the ghost of Dickie Hammond nicked a car. Did you watch Ghost last night?
No, I didn't.
It was a bit like that.
Okay. I watched Midsummer Murders, was it like that?
A bit like that, yeah.
A bird, there's a rare bird. Everyone's got another little bit. All the twitches.
Westlife have beat you two to top of the charts.
Yeah, I didn't even know you two had a new single out.
Which, I don't know which one it is.
It's one that they don't... Oh, no, maybe I have heard it. It's not very good. Well, I mean, I would say it's not very good. I can't imagine it's any worse than the Westlife single.
Is it from a new album or for...
I don't know. I think it's from their Kylie duet.
Oh, that's nice.
Makepeace from Dempsey and Makepeace is going to be in Emmerdale. as a detective. 51. Look at her. She looks fucking gorgeous. She's a beautiful woman. So I'm picking up Glynis Barber.
You are. You're very keen on her.
Oh, I used to love Dempsey and Makepeace.
There's a little boy gone missing, so watch out for him. 12 years old. Looks a bit like Gollum, but black. Fully black. He's called Luke, so he should answer to his name. I don't know if he speaks English or not.
Whereabouts is he supposed to be?
South London.
Yeah, we probably won't see him then. Devon and Cornwall are going to war over who invented the pasty. We all call them Cornish pasties, presumably because they're from Cornwall. But no, now the Devonishes, the Devon Piskies, are saying, no, we invented it. We've got the archives to prove it.
Oh, fuck.
Pasties are worth £60 million a year to the Cornish economy. 90% of the 3 million made each week sold outside the county.
I like a pasty with a restaurant.
But if they change their name.
They're called Greg's Pasty.
Ginsters. A ginster.
Yeah.
They're making a film of the John Prescott Affair. When I say they, I don't know who it is. It was ITV, not Channel 4. It's got Maxine Peake in it. And she's playing Tracy Temple. There's a fat man playing John Prescott.
Oh, dear. What a disaster. Matt LeBlanc is stuck with his wife and his show's been axed.
Oh, poor tragic Joey. I bet he's going to get really fat now.
You know what he's done?
What?
He's gone, Monica, Chandler, Rachel.
Let's do a new series of Friends.
And they've gone, oh.
Go on,
then.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Is that official?
Yep.
No,
he heard it first.
Do you want to get your special book out for Book of the Week?
Yeah.
I'm doing a special thing this week on Newspox, which is going to be Self-Help Pox, where we're going to be looking at a selection of self-help books and taking their advice. Before that, before that little feature comes up, we've got one more story. Justin Timberlake, he of Sexy Back fame, has been collaborating with Duran Duran on their new album. Do you know the Duran Duran album, Astronauts?
Yeah.
I haven't listened to that for about a year and a half. I went through a phase of 2 weeks of listening to it.
Yeah.
I haven't listened to it since. I don't know whether that, you know, whether it'll be back to the classic times of the Reflex and Wild Boys with Timberlake on board, but I suspect maybe not. So, what book are we reading from today?
It's a book that I was given as a gift.
Kind
it's called
gift.
The Programme, 15 Steps to Finding Your Husband After 30. The hottest thing to hit the dating scene since Sex and the City.
Now, I'd like you to clarify when this was published, because I think that's really interesting about the book.
2004.
So only 2 years ago.
Yeah.
Not very long. Have you got any passages to read to us?
Who moved my altar? I was supposed to get married in my 20s. Somebody's moved my altar. It really is different looking for a husband after 30. It's as though someone's moved your altar. You weren't supposed to be standing here. There are 5 major differences to take into account.
Your age?
Urgency. If you're over 30 and looking for a lifelong partner, you probably have a great sense of urgency. Your clock is tick-tock ticking. If you want children, your friends and family are hounding you with, why aren't you married yet? And you're sick to death of floating single in a sea of couples. Urgent matters require action. You can't sit around feeling sorry for yourself. You need to do the programme. You've got baggage. What do you do? What would you do with your baggage, Michelle? I bet you've got some baggage, haven't you?
I don't know. You've got to either carry it round with you, or put it on the airport carousel of life and just let it go round.
Well,
that's my self-help talk. What should we do with our baggage?
I want you to get a small shovel, dig a 6-inch hole in dirt and bury a piece of paper with your baggage written on it. It is a symbolic ritual that will liberate you. The old you analysed your issues, was obsessed about them and whined about them. The new you, I've buried all those demons and is ready to move forward. You can always dig them up after you're married. And you're probably, you know, thinking about maybe what it's going to cost.
Yeah, how much will it cost for me to get a husband now I'm over 30?
Well, quite a lot, because when you consider all the new clothes and push-up bras you're going to need to buy, it's an awful lot. 20% of your annual income.
That much?
20%. New clothes, push-up bras, new hairstyle, weight loss program, gym membership, online dating membership, tickets to single events, speed dating events, computer for online dating, direct mail campaign, program party.
Sorry, a direct mailer campaign?
A direct mail campaign is where you write a letter to people saying, I'm looking for a husband.
So maybe you drop it round your street because you can't bother to look that far. I had pennies. An idea of a penny because someone's private eye got delivered to our house.
Penny told me about that.
And I was like, did she take it round? Did she go knock on the door? She's like, no. And I was like, but you're supposed to go. It's a boy got a private eye. You can knock on the door. And go, oh, I've got your private eye. Sorry, I get private eye too. Brilliant.
And then he would have just probably reached out to take it and accidentally fingered her.
Yeah. And what did she do?
Shoved it under the door.
I was disappointed in her because I was going to take it, and I thought, no, I'll leave it to Penny because, you know, it's her private eye.
Yeah. And what do you do if you can't afford all this stuff?
What, to get a boyfriend?
Yeah.
I don't know.
If you try, consider, if you don't have the spare money, consider using all of your savings. If you don't have any savings, consider
remortgaging a house?
Borrowing the money from friends or family. If it was an emergency, you would somehow scrape the money together. This is an emergency. It's an after 30 marriage 999.
Oh. So, loans maybe? Purple loans? Harold Boardman will lend it.
Yeah.
Is that all you're going to do for today?
That's all I'm going to do.
Well, tune in, ladies who are over 30 or unmarried.
Yeah.
Even if you don't want to get married and you're a lesbian, still listen, because you'll probably change your mind after you've read the advice.
If you've got any specific questions, please write in. I'll look up the answers for you.
We'll do a bit more tomorrow.
If there are any men over there, I need to use this as an opportunity to say, I'm over 30.
I want to get married.
And I'm
not fussy.
For a husband. So any marriage proposals, pop them in.
You want men who are looking for husbands to write in?
I am over 30 and I'm looking for a husband.
You are?
Yeah.
Okay.
So, write in with any marriage proposals. I think that's what you meant to do.
Oh, right,
that's
just
like a direct mail thing for me.
Okay. Yeah, if you're not fussy, then get in touch.
Know, both of us, really. She's ginger.
I'm not ginger.
And I'm brunette. So,
I've got a big tit.
She's got big tits, I've got small tits.
I bet they're the same size.
No, they are so not the same size. You've got massive tits.
Everyone says that, but it's not true.
You've got much, much bigger tits than me.
I'm just a bit thinner. Thanks for listening, and we'll be back tomorrow with more advice for the unwed spinsters. And also the more news. Unless have you got any more news in there?
Not really.
We should finish on a news story. I think this is news pot.
1 in 3 girls has underage sex with Ben Fogle. There you go.
Thanks for listening. Bye.
Bye.